Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Good morning, everyone. George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint on this beautiful Monday morning. It's a great day out there if you haven't been out yet, so you're going to have a good one. We've got a lot to talk about today. We've got the flooding in Texas, unfortunately. What a terrible thing that's going on down there. We've got that. We've got Trump's one big beautiful bill. We've got whatever you want to talk about because it is Montana Talks, and we want to hear from you. So give us a call today. Tell us what's on your mind. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've got all kinds of things. I see that the county commissioners are going to take a few more days to pick the replacement for John Oslin, so you can get your name in there for that. There's the new bypass is open. John Oslin's funeral service, they've set the date for that. We'll talk about that a little bit. All kinds of things. I hope you had a good 4th of July or Independence Day. I think sometimes the meaning of that, what that day is all about, gets a little bit lost when we say happy 4th of July. It's happy Independence Day, and there's a lot to that, and that means a lot. It's not just shooting off fireworks, which this year was something else. You know, I don't know. I didn't shoot any this year. I don't like to blow my money up that way, but a lot of people do. And we had a good time watching them do it. Had a great time over in Laurel and, here in town, just great, great displays. And, you know, it was really neat this year. It seemed like this year people were more excited to celebrate the day. I think I had more people talk about Happy Independence Day and showing their patriotism and their pride in our country, probably more so than any time that I can remember. It was just a great, great day, I thought. And, you know, we've got a lot to be proud about in this country. There's a lot of good things going on. Things aren't perfect. They never are. But we still live in the best country on the face of the planet. And, you know, we've got a president that's truly trying to turn things around, to make our country great again, as he says. And, you know, I think he's doing some things that lead us in that direction. And he's assembled a cabinet of people that are just really doing a great job, I think. And we'll talk about Pete Hegseth a little bit later, what he's doing with our military, getting back to the military's plain mission. And dropping a lot of this nonsense that we've been dealing with for so long. I mean, it's really not a social experiment or a place to have a social experiment in the military. That's not what the job is. And I think they're doing a great job of turning that around and getting back to focusing on what they're supposed to focus on. And that's keeping us safe and taking care of our military men and women, giving them the tools they need to fight the battles that they come across. So we've got all kinds of things to talk about, but we want to hear from you. So be sure and give us a call, reach out to us on the app, send us an email. We want to hear from you because it's Montana Talks.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, becoming mostly sunny, we'll have high temperatures reaching up into the middle 80s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, lows dipping into the mid-50s for Bozeman, but sticking closer to the lower 60s for Billings. And for Tuesday, trending warmer with ample sunshine, upper 90s for Billings with lower 90s for Bozeman. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Securing America.
The big beautiful bill passed by Congress sets aside $12.5 billion to modernize the country's air traffic control system, one of President Trump's biggest policy priorities.
In some congested areas, you saw what happened with the helicopter and the plane and a lot of other things. If we had great equipment, and we should have had. It was all set up to go.
Calls for an overhaul increased after an American Airlines jet collided with a military helicopter in January. Then in April, equipment failures caused widespread flight disruptions at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. But the legislation is not expected to fund a complete overhaul, and some industry groups estimate that could cost more than $30 billion. The FAA is already making upgrades. On Thursday, the agency said it installed a new fiber optic network that will improve communications between New York and Philadelphia. In Washington, Rebecca Castor, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're back. Hey, we've got phone lines open for you. We've got Nancy and Roundup on the line already. We're going to go to her in just a moment. One headline that caught my eyes this morning was a Coast Guard member who saved 165 flood victims says, "I was just doing my job." And, you know, I think that's something that we forget about or we don't think of. Is our Coast Guard does so much every day within our country, whether it's patrolling rivers and doing things with guidance on waterways, lakes, rivers, all those types of things. And, you know, they're just kind of the not noticed ones, really. And I think that's something that we should remember and think about is how much those people do in the Coast Guard. You've got also our National Guard troops, whether they're Air Guard or Army Guard. They're out there. They're citizen soldiers, and they answer the call when they're called upon, and they do amazing things. And it just we don't really think about that a lot. But they're out there, and they're doing this stuff every day. So this Coast Guard member, he's Petty Officer Scott Ruskin. He said, "I was just doing my job when he saved 165 victims from the extensive flooding." He's 26. That's the other thing you think about, the age of these people that are out there doing these amazing things for us. 26 years old. And he's part of a helicopter crew. And they had a tough time at first because the weather was so bad. But once they got on scene, then they were able to get to work and get some stuff done. In fact, they helped out at Camp Mystic, which is that camp for youth that lost so many children there. And that's such a horrible thing. But they were there. They were helping people. And he said he figured that he could do a better job on the ground and they could get more people in the helicopter if he did that. So he came up with a plan and they got it done. And that's just an amazing thing. But let's go to Nancy and round up and see what's on her mind today. Nancy, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family. Hope you all had a wonderful Independence Day. And George, I'm glad you're here. Thank you for taking Aaron's place. But I got a couple of quick talking points. I'm going to talk about this Elon Musk and this America party that he's trying to promote. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. I mean, he's got like megalomania. Ever since he got a little bit of a clout in the American government, and he was, I like the Doge idea, but it has really gone to his head. He's like a cockleburr underneath a saddle blanket now on a horse, you know what I'm saying? And he's really getting to be a big pain. Now, I just want to refresh everyone's memory that when President Bill Clinton was in his last term, he was kind of a promoting the philosophy of a possible third party. He wasn't pushing for a third party, but just the philosophy of a possible third party. It's not going to work. We've got two parties right now that can't get along and push and pull and against one another, and nothing really gets done the way it should be. It takes way too long. So no to a third party. I don't know, Elon Musk, I wish he would go back to South Africa and do some work there against the apartheid, against the white South African farmers. But I just want to say this, too, about these flying saucers. You're seeing these UFOs over the state of Oregon. You know, our James Webb Telescope is doing its job. It's still a million miles away in the Lagrange 2, outside of our universe. And I don't know. In my opinion, these UFOs that are being seen, there's two options. It's either they're either being made here in the USA or in China. I know that they've been seen going into the ocean, and the brilliant lights that illuminate from them. But I have no fear. I don't believe that they're space aliens. I think that's a ridiculous idea. But I don't know what your thoughts are on that, since you are a Navy man. And what do you think about all that?
Well, you know, it's funny because the last time I started talking about UFOs or aliens on the show, that's what the whole show turned into. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, I haven't really paid attention to that. There are some things that catch my eye and I look into. And that's one that I just really haven't looked into yet. So I'll have to do a little reading up on that today.
Well, scientists at NASA have discovered an object coming our way from another universe, and they claim that it's not going to affect Earth, and it's not going to really hit us. I don't know how they can possibly determine this, but there is something on its way in our direction from another universe. I think it's fascinating. It's so we're just going to have to wait and see here, but no, they're not space aliens. I mean, no, because If they were, we don't even know what a space alien looks like. We have no idea, George, and nobody does. And there's just no way. I mean, if they do come, it's because they want to take our planet or they need our planet. But so we'd be in big trouble if these things really are from space.
Well, thanks a lot, Nancy, for that call. I appreciate it. You know, I think it's interesting that when even before President Trump got in office, in the last few years, a lot of people in Washington have been talking about, you know, UFOs and sightings and releasing all these files and all this stuff and being more transparent. So it's pretty interesting. There's a lot of people that have worked in our government that say that stuff is real. We'll be right back.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. You've probably heard the term Voterama a lot in recent days as the Senate wrestled with the Big Beautiful Bill. Well, here's a breakdown. It's Senate speak for a marathon voting series. That's where senators take vote after vote after vote on a series of amendments. The Votapalooza sometimes runs 10 to 15 hours. There's only 30 seconds to a minute of debate between all roll call votes. A Votorama only happens when the Senate is dealing with the budget or budget reconciliation. That's the special process the Senate uses to avoid a filibuster when it deals with fiscal or tax matters. 60 votes are necessary to clear a filibuster, but the Senate just needs a simple majority to pass a budget-related item under reconciliation, and there's no procedural vote to break a filibuster, unlike conventional Senate operations. There's limited debate under the budget, only 20 hours, but amendments are unlimited. That's why there's so many votes, and that's why the enterprise consumes so much time. Votoramas aren't even an annual thing, but the Senate has already done three this year, and more might be in the offing. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Montana Talks is the show where we get a chance to hear from leading statewide lawmakers. We also get a chance to hear from folks inside the Trump administration. But you know where our best information comes from? It comes from you. You get a chance to call into the show. You get a chance to be heard all across Montana because the show is called Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. You can message us on the Montana Talks app, or you can even call in at 406-294-0970. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, the USDA has announced risk-based port reopenings for cattle, bison, and equine from Mexico beginning as early as today, following extensive collaboration between USDA APHIS experts and their Mexican counterparts to help increase New World screwworm surveillance, detection, and eradication efforts. The USDA is set to begin a phased reopening of the southern ports, starting with Douglas, Arizona. And livestock organizations like the NCBA continue to monitor the USDA's decision very closely, and for good reason. Here's Oregon rancher and NCBA Policy Division Chair Sky Krebs.
We're way more mobile industry than we were in the 60s. We've got trucks going all over from the southern states to the northern states. So it's going to be a nationwide. It's not just going to come in. The flies will come into the southern, but the movement of cattle that we see in the nation is going to be tough. And we're going to have to figure out, you know, protocols to move these cattle. And so it'll be interesting. It's going to require a lot of industry support and a lot of state support.
While the Douglas, Arizona port presents the lowest risk based upon the geography of Sonora and a long history of effective collaboration between APHIS and Sonora on animal health issues, the USDA intends to reopen additional ports in New Mexico and, if it's proven safe to do so, in Texas in the coming weeks. And this will certainly be a big topic up for discussion this week in San Diego at the Cattle Industry's Summer Business Meeting, where our network's Lane Nordland is at and will be reporting from. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this. Cattle producers, Superior Livestock's Video Royale is right around the corner. Join them in Winnemucca, Nevada, July 28th through August 1st for one of Superior's most anticipated summer auctions, where Western cattle country meets nationwide buying power. Consignment deadline is July 11th. It's your chance to market your cattle on a trusted coast-to-coast platform with unmatched visibility and results. Find a rep near you and consign today at superiorlivestock.com.
Good news, beef producers. Consumers' opinions and preferences on beef are becoming more transparent month after month. Your checkoff dollar supports state-of-the-art research that taps into thousands of consumers' eating habits every month to track modern trends in meat demand and other proteins. With this knowledge, the Beef Checkoff can invest your dollars more wisely in future projects, empower the industry, and strengthen beef's place in the market. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Well, Texas has become the latest state to ban lab-grown meat. Beginning September 1st, the sale of cell-cultured proteins for human consumption will result in a Class A misdemeanor. The Lone Star State joins six others, including Indiana, Nebraska, Montana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. And finally this morning, the Department of Labor announced in June it would be suspending the 2024 farm worker rule known as the Farm Worker Protection Rule. But just to be clear, the new guidance doesn't change existing regulations or limit the wage and hour division's authority to enforce H-2A requirements implemented prior to the 2024 final rule. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, welcome back. George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint today. You got a lot to talk about. You know, one thing that did catch my eye is Elon Musk. He wants to start a third party, the America Party. You know, I don't know. Trump, he doesn't think that's a good idea. And I think it's kind of funny. He says, have fun, but I think it's ridiculous. So that's a quote from Donald Trump about the America Party that Elon Musk is talking about starting. You know, I think we've had the Green Party, we've had other parties, and they never really go anywhere. I think in premise, the idea of it isn't a bad idea. You know, we've got Republicans and Democrats that they fight against each other, and they do some pretty crazy, silly things. And I don't know, you know, it seems like, well, if we had another party, that maybe that would help straighten things out a little bit, keep them a little more honest. But it really doesn't work that way. I don't think that another party would get enough support that it would really help. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe it would. Who knows? But, you know, the great thing about this country is you're free to try it if you want to. And maybe they're onto something. I don't know. But you can call us and tell us what you think about that. 406-294-0970. 406-294-0970. And tell us what you think about that. President Trump thinks it's a terrible idea. The investors of Tesla hate it and think it's a terrible idea because they just want Elon to get back to work and do something with that company instead of playing around in politics like he's been doing. So I don't know. Trump says, I think it's ridiculous to start a third party. We have had tremendous success with the Republican Party. The Democrats have lost their way, but it's always been a two-party system, and I think starting a third party just adds to the confusion. It really seems to have been developed for two parties. So that's what our president thinks right now about that. You know, the investors at Tesla have been very concerned about what they call Elon's political activism and the amount of time he's been spending away from the party and or from the company. And it's, you know, I think it's something that they have a right to be concerned about for sure. But we want to hear from you. Give us a call. Tell us what you think about that or anything else that you want to talk about. Got a message from Kelly in Glasgow. Good morning, George. Good morning, Kelly. Hope you're having a great day in Glasgow and all over Montana, all the different places. So give us a call. Let us know what you got going on and what you want to talk about because it's Montana Talks and it's your show. All right. So this Elon Musk, there was a story at MSN today that says America Party is exactly the opposite of what Elon Musk shareholders want and could force Tesla's board to intervene. So, you know, the let's see, Dan Ives, who is, he's a tech, I can't remember exactly what his title is. I'll figure that out and let you know. But he says, very simply, Musk diving deeper into politics and now trying to take on the Beltway establishment is exactly the opposite direction that Tesla investors and shareholders want him to take during this crucial period for the Tesla story. There's a broader sense of exhaustion for many Tesla investors that Musk keeps heading down the political track. Back in May, he said that when he was done in D.C., he was going to do whatever it took, sleep in server rooms, sleep on factory floors, whatever it took to get back to his company. And it's now July, so that didn't last very long, it doesn't sound like. But there's a lot of people there that are very concerned. And, you know, his stock, I think in Tesla, the stock was down around 7%. And, you know, because of the fears that a sitting president could view Musk as more of a foe than a friend, as they say. So, you know, that's got a lot of people concerned, but I don't know. I think, like I say, I think that third party is an interesting thought, but I don't know that it would work. But I'll tell you this, both sides, Republicans and Democrats, have they've got a lot of crazy stuff going on, and it's silly that the Democrats would rather see, in my opinion, and the way it appears, and going by what some of them actually say, they'd rather see our country fail than see President Trump succeed. And, I mean, think about that. This big, beautiful bill, they've been talking about this and talking about all the people that it's going to hurt. And they're going to take away SNAP benefits from people. They're going to take away health care from people. They're going to do this, do that. Well, one thing that they're not telling you is they're going to go through these programs and weed out the fraud, waste, and abuse in those programs, and they're going to get rid of that. I mean, this is something that should be going on a daily basis anyway. But, you know, the Democrats won't tell you that that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to take those benefits away from people that don't deserve them. You know, people that can work should work, and that's part of what the president is saying. So, you know, don't listen to all the hype and the rhetoric out there. Do your own research. Get out there, look into it, read into it, and see what's really going on.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's get right to it. We're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Kevin in Billings and Steve from Ballantyne waiting to share their thoughts. If you want to join the show, give us a call, 406-2... give me a second. 2940970 406-2940970. Oh my God, that's a day already, I'm telling you. But let's go to Kevin in Billings, see what's on his mind. Kevin, what's going on?
Well, I've got a lot to say about this. First of all, I think the feud between Elon Musk and Donald Trump is not helping the country. And I don't know who to fault more, Donald Trump or Elon Musk. I have concerns about this big, beautiful bill. And I am saying this as a Trump supporter, by the way. I still like President Trump. And I would have liked, instead of this bill to have been passed over the weekend, I would have liked Congress to negotiate some things and send it back to the Senate and hash things out. There's a lot of things in the bill that I like, don't get me wrong, but there's some concerns I had. Other than get it passed through so quickly, let's hash things out. We have time. But back to the third-party thing, though, George Washington, people forget, he said he warned against political parties. And look at what happened when Ross Perot ran, because he did not get 5% of the vote. He was not allowed to participate on the debate stage in 1996. So he had to buy airtime. I remember this. I think it was the night before the election of 96. And the country is just not made for a third party. I wish it was different. But now there are exceptions. I know there was one instance where somebody in the Montana legislature was in the Constitution Party back in 2006. That seems to be the exception. But it'd be nice if we just got rid of political parties altogether and we just ran on ideas.
Yeah, that would be something. You know, I think so many times the parties end up taking over. And, you know, many people, I think, get elected and go to Washington and they have good intentions. But, you know, if you're a freshman in Washington, your first whole term, you're basically raising money for the party. You're not going to get a whole lot of stuff done. And it's just, it's kind of crazy. But I think people with good intentions go there and find out that they don't get to do whatever they want to do because the party dictates what you're going to do.
Well, that goes back to what Orrin Hatch told Glenn Beck, doesn't it? That nobody comes out of Washington a better person.
Yeah, no doubt. That is true. So what else about this bill? Is there anything in particular that you didn't like?
Well, I'm glad that Marjorie Taylor Greene and Marsha Blackburn got the AI deregulation out of there. That I'm glad that states can put regulations on AI. I'm a little concerned. I understand we need a big military, but I'm a little concerned when we have all these bases and not so much Donald Trump himself, but other people getting into power. We're going to expand to the military, and I understand we need a good military, because what that does is that scares other countries from invading us. But I don't want the military to be so big that it ends up overriding the police department. You know, it's not so much who's in power now. In our case, it's the other people. Everybody was latching on. Everybody was getting onto the Patriot Act bandwagon. I kept warning people, not so quick. It may benefit us now, but what about the other person who's in power that we don't like? We seem to forget that. So I'm a little concerned, just a little bit, about the military expansion and how far this can go. And a lot of people think, too, oh, yeah, we've got all these tips. We're not going to be taxed. Well, yeah, but if you look at the bill, the fine print, there's stipulations there, too. We ought to negotiate what those stipulations should be or whatever.
Well, yeah, that's a good point that you bring up about the tips, because originally there was no cap on that. And, you know, everybody kind of got their fingers in it. And now it's capped at $25,000, and the no tax on overtime is capped at $12,500, I believe it is. So, you know, some politician said, well, we can't have it unlimited. We need to put a cap on that. And I want to look up and find out who it was that decided we needed that. I think that would be interesting to find out who put that cap on there when it didn't exist before. And you know, find out who it was and why they did it.
Well, I also fault Donald Trump for acting like a three-year-old, you know, when he says, maybe we should deport Elon Musk. That's silly. Let Elon Musk air his concerns about the bill. Don't act childish about it. I'm saying this as a Trump supporter, by the way. I voted for him twice. But that doesn't mean I'm going to back him every step of the way either.
Right.
That's not healthy.
And that's exactly, and that's the way it should be. You shouldn't back anybody 100% no matter what. And I agree with you. I think Trump, like a lot of politicians, though, in Washington, they do act childish, and they do and say silly things, and it's embarrassing, I think, to our country to hear them act like that.
Yeah, Donald Trump's done a lot of good things in this administration. I'm glad he got rid of a lot of the wokeness. I'm glad he straightened out the military, but there are some things I can't stand by him for, and we ought to be able to talk about this, and Elon Musk should be able to air his grievances without President Trump being so childish about it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Kevin, for the call. I appreciate it. A lot of good points there. You know, I do think that it's important that we have a strong military, and we've seen since President Trump has been in office, just how influential our country is around the globe when it comes to these things. You know, we can get a lot of stuff done if we work at it. And President Trump has been getting a lot of stuff done. And if you remember, during his first term in office, he signed more peace agreements in the Middle East than anybody has ever done before. And he was very effective and got a lot of stuff done. But then when you have a weak president in the United States like Joe Biden was, then you see these countries attacking other countries, doing things that they wouldn't do if we had a strong president in the United States. And so I think it's very interesting how influential our president can be on world peace and the things that go on around the world. So, but I think we need that strong military, and I think our military has been bigger in the past, and I think it's important. But, you know,
kind of, you mentioned something about the military and police, and, you know, you might have a point there. When they call out the Marines and the National Guard to go to, for instance, in this case, L.A., and help with the riots and things that were going on there, you know, I think that's, if that's what's needed, because they weren't doing anything in L.A. The mayor, the governor, they were just letting this stuff go on. And you know, it harkens back to the Summer of Love and all of those things back a few years ago when they were rioting all across the country with Black Lives Matter and all of that. And, you know, I think there's a time for that, but we should always keep an eye on it. And we should always make sure that they are not abusing that power that they have. Good call, Kevin. Thanks for that. Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Morning, George. Okay, as of yesterday, basically you get penalized however they do that, but I had to sign up for Medicare, okay?
All right.
By saying that on this big, beautiful bill, how are they going to determine that the people that are on this Medicare that aren't just lowlifes just sitting there living on it, are they going to send them to doctors, and are we going to have a bunch of corrupt doctors that are going to sit there and say, yeah, they deserve Medicare? I'm working my tail off at 65. I really did not want to sign up for Medicare, but I had to, okay? So, you know, or I get penalized. So how are they going to determine the lowlifes and take them off Medicare and get it back to normal?
That's a good question. I have not seen anything about how they're going to do that and how they're going to find and weed out all of this waste, fraud, and abuse. But that's definitely something that we should look into. Kevin, hang on a little bit. If you want, come back to you after this break and hear more about that. This is George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint. We'll be right back.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
But now likely voters from both sides of the aisle say that AOC is the new face of the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders, Grandpa Bernie, comes in second, and Jasmine Crockett comes in third. This was in the Olympian. A plurality of Americans consider AOC to be the new face of the party. The coefficient survey, 26% of respondents named AOC. It went on to then give Grandpa Bernie 12%. Jasmine Crockett placed third with 8%. Kamala Harris only garnered 6%. Pothole Pete, 5%. Tying Hakeem Jeffries. Then following that was Senator Cory Booker and Gavin Newsom at 2% each. Told Gavin, good luck with that. He's got something called a track record.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, this is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar. This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at GoldCo. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, becoming mostly sunny, we'll have high temperatures reaching up into the middle 80s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, lows dipping into the mid-50s for Bozeman, but sticking closer to the lower 60s for Billings. And for Tuesday, trending warmer with ample sunshine, upper 90s for Billings, with lower 90s for Bozeman. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Hey, I know how it goes, man. You're driving around Montana. Maybe you're pulling the camper or something like that. You're going on a trip, but you still want to listen to your Montana news and commentary. Well, you can get all 4 hours of Montana Talks on the Montana Talks app. So whether you're in cell range or out of cell range, you just want something to listen to, all 4 hours of Montana Talks right there at your fingertips. Put it on your smartphone. It'll even show up on your dashboard. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Welcome back, everyone. George Blackard filling in for Aaron Flint today. We've got a lot to talk about today. We've already had some good calls. We've got some messages on our Montana Talks app. Scotty in Billings, he says, George, it's Medicaid, not Medicare, that has cuts in the big, beautiful bill. Two different programs. Steve has the wrong name for the program that is being trimmed, and that's right. You've got to make sure we keep those straight. Medicaid, not Medicare. The Menace from Ennis. Morning, George. Doing a good job filling in for Aaron. There's always been third parties. They just never got enough signatures to get moved up on the ballot. Green, Communist, Libertarian, Constitution Party. That's right. There have always been other parties, but none of them have ever gained any traction. And I think Jeff and Victor has a good point. He says a third party only draws from conservative voters. The Democrats won't be affected. It will just put the libs back in control. And, you know, that does seem to be the way it works a lot of times. They take away from the Republican or conservative party, and they never get elected. But, you know, it reminds me of here in Montana, one of our senators, former senators, they encouraged a third party whenever they ran for office a lot of times because they took enough votes away from the Republican candidate that helped them get elected by the skin of their teeth twice. So, yeah, there is a lot to it when it comes to that. Cameron and Billings, a third party is a terrible idea. So were the first two. The party division is the reason why nothing gets done in this country. Both John Adams and George Washington were against parties. It's unfortunate that money and individual gain means more to these people than making our country truly great. Amen to that, Cameron. That is something that I believe. You get these politicians in Washington, D.C., especially these career politicians, and really, they're there for themselves. They enrich themselves. They know everybody that goes up there comes out rich or richer. And, you know, they take advantage of all of the system and everything that goes on there. I mean, it's just like Nancy Pelosi. When they caught her doing insider trading because of the information she gained while she was in office, and she's making money off of that, it's illegal. And she looked at him and said, so what? What are you going to do? And nothing is the answer. They don't do anything to them. So that's a good point. It's a lot of individual gain for these politicians, especially these career politicians in Washington, D.C., and it's sick, and it makes me angry that that's the way it is and that they're so blatant about it. It just, Nancy Pelosi, so what? What are you going to do? So I think that's a very good point. So I saw an article in Real Clear Politics, which I thought was kind of funny. It says, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, no tax on tips is a scam with a cap of $25,000. This bill is a deal with the devil. After reading this, basically the whole thing is just a quote about what she said on the floor.
And it'll make you laugh. I think it really will. She says that in her opening, she says, thank you, and I thank the chairman. You know, President Trump has issued some statements throughout this process insisting that the bill does not cut Medicaid. He's also said some things, you know. He says he doesn't think I'm too much of a smart person. Well, if you read the whole thing, I think she proves that. It's kind of crazy. You can check that out at Real Clear Politics.
Montana Talks is the show where we get a chance to hear from leading statewide lawmakers. We also get a chance to hear from folks inside the Trump administration. But you know where our best information comes from? It comes from you. You get a chance to call into the show. You get a chance to be heard all across Montana because the show is called Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. You can message us on the Montana Talks app, or you can even call in at 406-294-0970. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals help fuel my love for acting. When people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.